So when you see a rich man exploiting a poor one, don't feel sorry for the one being wronged. Instead, weep for the exploiter. The one being wronged is shedding off filth, while the exploiter is covering himself with more defilement. We saw this play out with Elisha's servant in the story of Naaman. Even though he didn't use force, he still did wrong by obtaining money through deception. What was the result? Along with this wrong, he also received leprosy. The one who was wronged benefited, while the wrongdoer suffered the greatest possible harm. The same happens with our souls today. This is so powerful in effect that it often alone appeases God. Even if the person being wronged is undeserving of help, when they suffer greatly, they alone draw God toward forgiving them and bring about punishment for the wrongdoer. This is why God once told the heathens, "I gave them over to a few things, but they rallied together for wickedness. They will suffer irremediable woes." For there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that angers God more than theft, violence, and extortion. But why? Because it is very easy to refrain from this sin. In this case, no natural desire is unsettling the mind. It arises from willful negligence. So why does the apostle call it a root of evils? Well, I say the same thing, but this root comes from us, not from the nature of things. Let us compare, if you will, to see which is more demanding, the desire for money or for beauty. The desire that has toppled great men is the harder to conquer. Now let's see what great man has ever been ensnared by the desire for money. Not one. Only very pitiful and lowly individuals such as Gehazi, Ahab, Judas, and the priests of the Jews. Yet, the desire for beauty overcame even the great prophet David. I say this not to extend forgiveness to those conquered by such lust, but to make them vigilant. If you were unaware of the beast, you could find refuge in that, but now, knowing and still falling into it, you will have no excuse. This desire claimed his son even more so. Though nobody was wiser than him, and he achieved all other virtues, he was so enthralled by this passion that it wounded him internally. The father bounced back, re-entered the fray, and was crowned again, but the son made no such effort.